Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was kind of very quietly announced. I had come home. I don't know what I was doing. I think I finished my show, and I was getting ready to go and do some pre-op blood work. And I just go online, and I'm searching the news. And then, after a couple little blips of, what's going on with the mandate, what's going on with this, I find out that OSHA suspended it, that OSHA's not going to enforce, for now, the COVID vaccine mandate that Biden wanted all businesses with 100 employees or less to follow. And nobody was talking about it. I'm like, okay, that's huge. That means the mandate is, did anybody tell the employers? Did anybody tell the retailers? It was quiet for hours. I mean, of course, I posted it because, I was like, oh my gosh, this is huge news, for those employers that are freaking out about losing staff, at the last minute and feeling like they're going to have to fire, very integral, essential workers to their business. OSHA has decided to not pursue the enforcement of it. Now, that could mean a lot of things. It could mean, OSHA wasn't going to enforce it anyway. It was going to basically be kind of forced on people tattletaling on each other. But with the way the verbiage, verbiage? It's spelled verbiage, but I don't think it's supposed to pronounce I. It says the following. On November 12, 2021, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Court, which we spoke about, granted a motion to stay OSHA's COVID-19 vaccination and testing emergency temporary standard that was published on November 5th. The court ordered that OSHA, quote, take no steps to implement or enforce the ETS until further court order. While OSHA remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies, OSHA has suspended activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the ETS pending future developments in the litigation. Now, this is a smart move on OSHA's part because the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had accused OSHA of really overstepping. They said, first of all, you're underrepresented. It could really, I think, open up, if attorneys understand law, it could open OSHA up into a slew of litigation. In fact, I think all 50 Senate Republicans are suing the Biden administration for this mandate. But one thing the Circuit Court of Appeals brought up is they said, okay, no, wait a second here. Okay, you're saying that this is, an emergency measure for workers, yet it's blanketed. Doesn't matter what industry, doesn't matter if you have a single lone security guard walking around social distancing around nobody versus somebody in a warehouse worker. See, OSHA, if we don't want to be hypocritical, OSHA's job is to make sure that there are standards per industry, like for medical standards are very different than warehouse and construction. So it's not really OSHA's thing to be like, all right, everybody's got to go get a vaccine or they got to test. That's really not an OSHA's purview, which is also another thing that the Circuit Court brought up. Going, this is states. This is under the authority of the states, not the feds. The states have that authority in terms of what they're going to mandate for, local health policy in that respect. And then they said, you're kind of being under, representing, or what's the exact term they use? I'm not an attorney, so I don't use proper terms. They're being under-inclusive. They're like, you're saying that this is such an emergency that everybody in a job that has more than 100 workers needs to be vaccinated for their safety and undergo this vaccine or be fired, or, you know, if they don't follow the testing, whatever. Yet, if you work in a place that only has 99 employees, or works for an employer that has, let's say, multiple bakeries and there's only 99 employees, you don't have to. How is one person's health? Like I understand franchises. Franchises is where somebody can own like 5 or 6 Subways. And then somebody could own 1 Subway. So the person that owns 6 Subways, all of their workers have to get vaccinated. But the person who owns 1 Subway, they don't. Yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense, even though a lot of people are like, shh, let's sleep in dogs lie. You don't want them to, you know, mandate it for everybody. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, basically was, you know, very direct. They didn't even use super fancy language. They were like, you know, you're calling this an emergency. Yet Biden brought it up in September. And now all of a sudden, 2 months later, you're saying everybody has to do it. And then it's going to cause undue harm on all these businesses. If a hospital cans their employees, even though a lot of hospitals are already doing the mandate, but if a hospital cans employees and then somebody dies because they don't have, they're waiting in their car because there's no beds, or there's not enough staff for the bed, then that opens that hospital up for liability. I mean, people's lives could die. We're going to talk about this case where apparently 911 was called for a father who had a heart attack, and due to staff shortages, due to labor shortages, due to issues with police, he didn't get care for 20 minutes. And we'll talk about that case. It's a little complex. So, like I said, I support the vaccine. I do not support the mandate. I think the mandates open up a slew of problems. They don't really follow a lot of logic. And, you know, the court also brought up, not to the degree that I have, but that you could have somebody who has natural immunity that is being punished more than somebody who is, you know, they didn't really say it like that. They're actually saying their verbiage was, a naturally immune unvaccinated worker may be at less risk than an unvaccinated worker who was never exposed to the virus. So how are you saying everybody's at equal risk and have to do this when you have some people that have been working since the pandemic start and still haven't gotten COVID despite them working in that clinic or nursing facility or whatever? So OSHA not now acting on this mandate might mean that they realize that there is some legal ground and mandates might eventually go away. So this is huge. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So Jackson wants to know, what is my favorite painkiller when you go in for surgery? Which painkiller do I prefer? Okay, well, I'm not a big fan of painkillers because for me, they don't seem to work as well. So when I had to have a breast biopsy because we thought I had breast cancer, and that was like a whole thing that happened back in the early 2000s, I was given Motrin and I was given Percocet. I was given 800 milligrams Motrin and I was given Percocet. The Percocet didn't really handle the pain. It made me a little psychedelic, gave me that little psychedelic feeling. I remember giggling a little bit, but I was in pain. I mean, my boobie hurt. It was not, so the 800 Motrin really helped me. So I'm going to be having surgery. I hope to not miss any air time except for the day of the surgery. So I'll let you guys know. Trust me, you'll see. I'm going to give you guys blow by blow. But again, the doctor gave me Motrin, the 800 Motrin, and that sucker, man. And by the way, you cannot get a couple Advils over the counter, and it just doesn't work as well as the 800. Got to be careful with the 800 because it could hurt your kidneys, could hurt your stomach. But for my post-op pain, I really prefer the Motrin 800. Now, there is Norco, Lortab, where it's the hydrocodone and the Tylenol. Those do help with pain. I just notice I do better with the Motrin. So if you ask, my favorite is that. I don't like codeine. Tylenol with codeine, I itch. Codeine makes me itch. And for one of my sons who got it, it made his stomach hurt. So we just don't like codeine. But hydrocodone is still what's commonly used for surgeries. Right? Not fentanyl. You're not going to get fentanyl if you have surgery. And you want to stay away from fentanyl. Fentanyl is some scary stuff. Fentanyl is about, 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. It's, I think, 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. Let me double check. Yeah, 50 times more potent than heroin, about 100 times more potent than morphine. And this fentanyl, I think it's beyond overdosing. You're hearing that there's spikes. Apparently, the U.S. has recorded 100,000 drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period, according to CDC. 100,306 drug deaths. That's a 20% rise. Where the hell is this fentanyl coming from? I mean, I think I know, but nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to secure our borders. And we're being told that not all of these fentanyl overdose deaths are people getting high. It's not that people are in pain, per se. Some of these are actual poisonings. Some of this are people, like we heard of this model who had died, and she had been possibly injected with something that was laced with fentanyl. Somebody tried to kill their wife. I think I have to check this story out. It came on my feed. I guess a woman died. Her husband spiked her cereal. And then at the Travis Scott concert, a security guard felt a prick and thinks somebody injected it into his neck. Now, I haven't been able to follow up on all these stories, and the Dr. Dahlia news team is still asleep. I have no news team here, so it's just me right now. And so, I really do believe that many of these deaths aren't people that are, I just want to get a better high than heroin, so I'm going to take some fentanyl. I think a lot of these are accidental. And if they are accidental and there's somebody else that is feeding it to them or giving it to them, that's poisoning. Now, we're also being told that there's an uptick in pills that are masked as other pills, but they have fentanyl in them. So there are entities out there that want our country addicted to narcotics. This is a huge industry. And I don't know if it's cartel. I don't know if I couldn't even say which cartel. I'm currently watching Narcos, so it's now on the rise of El Chapo. Joaquin Guzman, I believe, is name. But it's really good. You guys have to see Narcos. It is so good. But it's a business. Drugs are a business. And you could have government, and you could have great border patrol. You could have a wall trying to stop drugs from coming in. But when you have people who want a product, demand will spurn supply, except for now with the shortage crisis, the crisis that we have, the supply chain crisis, which, by the way, the supply chain crisis is also affecting the drug market. So there's going to be more creative ways for people to get their drugs. And creative ways for people to be able to enact that supply chain. So many of us don't like the cost of drugs. So we go down to Mexico, or if we're up in Canada, and we're like, you know what, I'm going to pop into a pharmacy. Well, how do you know those products aren't free and clear of contaminants? How do you know that you're not getting something else? You know, a report here by CNN talks about how, if I could pull this up, I apologize, that there are people taking, there are prescription pills, and these drugs are made to look like prescription pills. They're sold online, sold through social media, and the DEA has made already 800 arrests acquiring or seizing 1.8 million pills. So what's a common pill people like? Viagra. A lot of people don't really know exactly what Viagra looks like, but they know it's blue. Somebody can make a blue pill. It's not that hard to replicate a Viagra pill. I mean, you know, people love getting antibiotics. I'd like to know how many quote-unquote ivermectin tablets that people are thinking they're buying, you know, underground for their COVID might be laced with fentanyl. You know, this is why I have a big problem with the government not being open to some of these other medications and us looking at possibly approving them. You know, even though we're hearing doctors are getting canned and suspended and stuff for bringing up ivermectin. But I see a problem where if somebody wants something and they want what Joe Rogan had, they want what Aaron Rodgers got. And if, Aaron Rodgers was playing, and didn't he win? Didn't the Packers win on the 14th? I mean, he came back full strength. He took monoclonal antibodies. You know, he took ivermectin. He took hydroxychloroquine for his COVID. I'm not saying that is the ideal regimen. I'm just saying he, you know, I mean, you know, he did pretty well. People see that, and they're like, well, look, you know, why don't we have access to this? So when there is demand, they're going to find where the supply is. And those people that control the supply control the supply. So if it is in a cartel or entity or organization's interest to have more people go and look, I need this, I need this, I need this, and increase the demand, they're going to. Well, how do you increase demand for narcotics? Well, you make people addicted to them or give them a taste. So, you know, because you would think, you know, why would somebody waste product on somebody who doesn't even know they have it? But it's this whole, it's this whole sort of market. It's a manipulation of the market. So when I hear that 1.8 million fake prescription pills were seized that were laced illegally with fentanyl, we are being poisoned. Entities, and I don't know who it is, I don't know, we're being poisoned. And these drugs are either coming across the border or being manufactured here in the States. And there doesn't seem to be, you know, a lack of it because we've had over 100,000 now drug deaths. Narcan. I think the last time I looked, Narcan was in shortage. One, because maybe too many people are using it, but two, because we have drug shortages. I mean, we are fueling this frenzy. We are fueling a whole new demand. And I mean, I don't know if that's the next way to kill somebody. Yeah, if, you know, they take away guns, and, you know, gun control is not for us to debate right now. But is somebody going to just walk up behind you and shoot you with some fentanyl? Remember that cop? He was in the middle of an arrest, and just touching a little bit of it threw him into almost a narcotic coma. I mean, respiratory depression and overdose. And all he did was touch a little, got a little bit on his hand. This is a poisoning. We are being poisoned. Maybe some people want the high. I just don't think 100,000, 300 do. You know, and it's interesting because when somebody goes, oh, yeah, he overdosed. All right, well, move on. Does anybody really investigate? You know, I mean, do we in the media talk about, wait a second, you know, we think he wanted to get high. Did he really? Did he really want to get stoned with narcotics? Did anybody check to see if maybe he was drugged or poisoned? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the defense has once again called for a mistrial, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial deliberations by the jury continue Thursday. Manhattan's district attorney announced Wednesday two of the three men convicted of the 1965 killing of civil rights leader Malcolm X will soon be exonerated. Khalil Islam died in prison in 2009. 83-year-old Muhammad Aziz on CBS News.
If I wanted to do it, I couldn't have done it. So that means they knew what they were doing when they put me in jail.
An anonymous whistleblower is saying data suppression involving missing ballots in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, from the 2020 election took place. A lawsuit claims an election machine shredded thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, with the data corroborating it deliberately erased. Several videos were released as part of an effort to show the claims. Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News. A Republican representative has been punished for posting a cartoon on his social media accounts depicting violence against political leaders.
Arizona Congressman Republican Paul Gosar is the first House member to be censured in over a decade. The Republican lawmaker recently posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Along with being censured, Gosar is being removed from all of his committee assignments.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Mississippi inmate who killed his estranged wife and sexually assaulted her young daughter was executed by lethal injection Wednesday night. 50-year-old David Neal Cox was put to death at the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman. The inmate filed court papers calling himself worthy of death and ditching all appeals. Cox was the first Mississippi inmate executed in 9 years. The Patriots will be at the Falcons in Thursday night football tonight. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to ask you guys, and I think we talked about this a little while ago, how many of you are vaccinating your young children for COVID? So now that the FDA has approved it, they approved it, I think, end of October, for children 5 to 11, it's an emergency approval, so it hasn't been officially FDA approved, but the emergency authorization has now extended to those 5 on up. How many of you are getting your kids or seen your grandkids or nieces, nephews get vaccinated, how many aren't? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the 5 to 11-year-old age group gets a 10 microgram dose, as opposed to 12 on up getting a Pfizer 30 microgram dose. 30 microgram dose is given in 0.3 milliliters. The 10 microgram dose for age 5 to 11 is given 0.2 milliliters, which is why when we heard one pharmacy, I think it was Ted's Pharmacy in Virginia, I need to double check if that's the one, got banned from giving out the pediatric vaccine because they were taking the grown-up vaccine, the one that's 30 micrograms, and only taking a third of it. So taking the 0.3 cc's down to 0.1 cc, that's just not enough to know if there's enough. It's just too small a amount to know if enough got in. So a bunch of those kids are either going to have to be revaccinated or just move on. But the pediatric population is a very controversial one when it comes to this vaccine, because so far 712 kids have died of COVID since the pandemic start. Now, 712 is 712 too many, but when you look at the, to me, I don't want to see anybody die, but when you look at the long, I mean, when you look at all the things that are affecting kids globally, you wonder if this is something that has to be that obsessed on. Do we have to be that religious about the vaccine to the point that we mandate? I think the vaccine should be available for any child that wants it, you know, as long as it's tested and safe, but I don't think it should be mandated. So who really knows kids? Who advocates for kids and lets kids be their own boss and lets kids be king? Who does that? Disney. So what does Disney have to say? Where is Disney on all of this? Well, we found out yesterday that Disney Cruise Lines are like, not, you don't get to come on our cruise line after January 13th unless you're vaccinated. Even the little kids, the 5 years on up. If they're younger than that, since the FDA has not emergency authorized it yet, no vaccine recommendation yet. But Disney Cruise now will mandate after January 13th, everybody over 5 years old have to show their papers, proof of COVID vaccine. Prior to this date, so before January 13th, because some of you guys have Christmas cruises, you will be required to show a negative COVID test taken between 3 days and 24 hours before sail date. So you can't do a negative COVID test like a week before. So 3 days before departure, but at least 24 hours, you have to have a test and get it done. Now, it can't be these rapid antigen tests. It has to actually be the PCR test or the more specific ones, the NAAT, the rapid PCR or the lab-based PCR. So according to Disney Cruise Lines, it says, currently Disney Cruise Line continues to require all vaccine-eligible guests based on U.S. eligibility requirements to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, again, remember I told you guys, watch out for this phrase, fully vaccinated, because those of us that got our vaccines any day now are not going to be fully vaccinated because of the waning immunity. So for those of you going, I'm in the clear, I never have to get another shot, any day now you might not be considered vaccinated, so be prepared. So this is as defined by the CDC. So if the CDC, Disney says, changes their rules on what is fully vaccinated, they're going to use that definition. Fully vaccinated might be you need 4 shots. Who knows what it's going to be? This has to be at the time of sailing. This will be a requirement for all guests, U.S. and international, age 5 and up, for sailings beginning on or after January 13, 2022. Guests who are not vaccine eligible because of age must provide proof of negative COVID-19 test. I'm not exactly sure if that also includes infants. Guests 4 years of age and under must complete the testing requirements. So, you know, I get how parents are hesitant. I get it. Kids get a lot of vaccines these days. I also get how parents don't want their kids to get COVID. I didn't want my kids to get COVID. I don't trust this sucker. I don't trust the virus. I don't know what China did. I don't know what happened in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I don't know about its origins. I just don't trust anything that messes with your smell, your taste. I just don't trust this sucker. I'm very happy I got the vaccine. But to vaccinate a 5 or 6 year old is a tough decision. And it's interesting that Disney is, you know, trust me, kids are pretty autonomous. They get to go on their little rides and go see a mom, see a dad. Well, some of the rides they have to have parents, like in Toontown. But, you know, Disney, these kids aren't getting a choice. So if they want to go on the Disney cruise, I've never been on a Disney cruise, but my friends say it is fantastic. They say the food is phenomenal. It's one of the best cruise lines they've taken. I've taken Celebrity. I've taken Holland America. I've taken Royal Caribbean. I think I've taken Carnival. I don't know. So I've never done Disney. I've always wanted to do Disney. And I can because I'm vaccinated. But I got to tell you, parents are ticked. Parents all over social media are like, we're done with Disney. We're done with Disney. And, you know, Disney has every right to choose if that's what they want. If they want to be on the side of mandates or if they want to be on the side of choice, that's, you know. Disney, though, you have to realize when you see what's going on with the cruise lines are screwed. As you saw what happened with the start of the pandemic, they couldn't disembark their guests. Was it the princess, the royal princess? I forget. Remember, it was, I think, a cruise line very early on in the pandemic. Everybody had to be locked down on a cruise ship, which was scary as hell to me because there were people that didn't have COVID. And they're like, let me get the hell off before I get COVID. And then sadly, you know, a bunch of people got infected and died of COVID, stuck on that boat. So I haven't taken a cruise. I booked a cruise. We just canceled it, you know, because I'm going to have surgery and stuff. But I don't want to be on in a position where I can't disembark. I want to get home. I need to get home. I got, you know, work to do and my pets and, you know, family. So a cruise line, these cruise lines got screwed so badly by all these lockdowns. And by, remember, the cruise industry was, I mean, whether they wanted to go on or not, there were government officials and, you know, preventing them from working. They don't want that to happen again. So they need to prove that they have a safe arena for people to travel. And so they are of the thinking that, look, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to make a bunch of people sick, and then we're not going to be able to work again. So we need to show that we're going to be an all-vaccinated cruise ship. Again, as a doctor, I get that and I respect that, but unvaccinated people are walking around spreading the virus. So to me, it makes more sense for testing if you could make sure, you know, everybody is negative before going on a boat. But as we've seen, people who have tested negative get on a flight, they can still get COVID. You could carry COVID for 2 weeks. It has a two-week incubation period. That's why there's a 14-day quarantine when you get exposed to COVID and you're unvaccinated. So, you know, I get that cruise lines, I get that airlines, I get that, you know, they don't want anybody accusing them of being a hotbed for spreading COVID. I understand that. But now that we know the vaccinated people spread it, these rules are not making as much sense when it comes to mandates. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Every year, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to make changes to their health benefits during Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, which ends on December 7th. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and Chief Growth Officer at Cigna.
As we near the deadline of the annual election period, or AEP, it is important to review your coverage and determine if your plan is right for your needs next year. Pay attention to extra benefits that are not available in original Medicare, but may be built into a Medicare Advantage plan, such as dental, vision, transportation, or telehealth. Review the plan, its costs, including copays, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs, and make sure your favorite facilities and doctors are in-network. Finally, talk to your doctor about necessary preventative screenings. Remember, you can find the information you need online without leaving your home.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners that does not want to be on air said, hell to the no, not vaccinating their young child. One of our listeners last weekend, though, said, yeah, both kids got it. Both kids did fine. So please call in. We want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I want to switch topics really quickly. So I don't know if you've noticed an anxiety around the world, just around the country, around your city, and there's a lot of things that have been going on that have been stressful. And so one was obviously COVID. You know, people dying of COVID, people worried about getting COVID. Two was people worrying that the government was going to shut them down, not allow them to work. Three, they weren't going to be able to feed their family. They weren't going to be able to, you know, provide for them. Four, lose their career. Everything they built, that restaurant they built, that bakery built, that their career that they built, that career would be gone or the career would never change. Those are all very, very traumatizing. Losing a loved one is traumatizing. You being hospitalized is traumatizing. Also traumatizing is you having a loved one who is in the hospital or is sick, getting surgery, and you can't go because of COVID restrictions. You being forced to wear something on your face that's uncomfortable when you can't breathe. That might not be working. A lot of people find that traumatizing. The concept that you could be fired if you don't wear a mask or get a vaccine. The idea that you have to get something injected into you. The riots, whether they happened in your neck of the woods, whether they happened in the Capitol. The fact that people are angry at any time can start shooting. The rising crime. The lack of enough police officers and first responders. These are all pretty traumatizing. And I heard somebody talk about how, gosh, you know, we need to have trigger warnings on these trials because you're seeing with the Rittenhouse trial, the bicep get quote-unquote vaporized and, you know, these images of what's going on with the trial. And then the pending, you know, are there going to be riots after the verdict if people don't like the verdict? And then on top of that, your supply chain. And, you know, prices are going up. As if all of that wasn't enough, now you're worried about paying your rent. Rent's going up. Your gas is going up. Everything's going up. And to me, you know, I've been fine. I don't think I've been as traumatized as I could have been. But the reason why is I always have hope. I go, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And then you look, and you look at our leadership, and you're like, it's not going to get better. So for any of you that are really feeling anxious or depressed or thinking you're going to be at risk for post-traumatic stress disorder, let's hear it. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Now, look, I'm an adult. I'm a big girl. There's always stressful things. I mean, my life throughout medical school was stressful, throughout my marriage, through family issues. I mean, there's always stress. There's always death in the family. There's assaults. There's all sorts of stuff that happen. And, you know, you just, you know, put some dirt on it and you keep moving. But it just seems to me that we are underestimating the mental burden and physical and mental burden that people are feeling with all of this crap that's going on. And it's not ending. I have to tell you guys today that flu is coming, that more COVID is coming. We don't need this because a lot of this all happened as a result of our approach to this virus. I can't tell you that we know where COVID came from. I can't tell you that, look, it's done deal, case closed. We know where it came from. That's never going to happen again. No, it's nothing to see here. That's all we're getting. Nothing to see here. You know, maybe it's a lab leak. It's probably not a lab leak. Really, it's been 2 years. You guys can't figure it out. You found Tom Brady's jersey in another country within 48 hours of it being stolen. Yet you can't figure out what the hell is going on and where this COVID virus originated. They figure out food poisoning. They could link it to a restaurant. They could figure out recalls, and they can't figure this out. It's mind-boggling. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, the stress, the anxiety is just surmountable. Now, I noticed that I am starting to get a little bit more stressed from everything and frustrated. And it's usually a straw that breaks the camel's back. So for me, I could put up with stuff and put up with it and just put up with it. And I'm like, I got this, I got this, I got this. And then finally, it kind of, for me, comes to a head. Now, maybe it's because I'm having this upcoming surgery, you know, but I got a little frustrated. I wasn't bad. I was really, really nice. But I got antsy for the first time throughout this pandemic. Now, actually, I got antsy twice, right, within a 24, 48-hour period. And one was my surgery was going to be moved at the last minute. And I was like, oh, no, because, you know, I needed all the extra days to recover. And knowing that the surgery was going to be moved, and I started to panic. And I was like, you know, is there anything we can do? Is there, you know, what can we do? I might just have to put it off. And so that got me a little stressed. And then when I had to do my pre-op labs, I love the place where I did the pre-op labs. They were great, but they were 2 hours behind. And, you know, waiting an hour and a half was okay. Wait an hour and 45 minutes. But for some reason, after that, I'm like, I just got to stand. I don't want to get a blood clot. I don't want to get COVID. I want to get this done. I could have done it myself because I've done it myself. I thought it was only going to be a 15-minute thing. And I noticed myself get antsy. And I was really nice to everybody, but I kept telling them, look, you know, I'm sorry, I gotta go, I'm late, I gotta go. And I don't like doing that. I like being more chill. Like, you know what, it's all good, it's all good. I got my Candy Crush, it's all good. And I'm starting to notice that I'm a little frustrated. And I'm getting, I think, a little frustrated, not at the entities that have these changes, but just as a whole, because a lot of the reason why these changes are happening and everything is going on is because there's a massive labor shortage. There's not enough people. Now, I'm also noticing when I go to a store, I have to now plan extra time. There's not enough clerks. If I go to fast food, I'm in line for 45 minutes when I go to fast food. I shouldn't be going to fast food. But I'm starting to notice myself stay away from areas. I'm like, there's going to be too long a wait. There's no staff. I don't want to go there because I'm going to have to spend extra money. The other day, and this was weird, I decided to not take that drive I wanted to take. And whatever, because I'm like, I want to save on gas. Look, I like to save money. But once you start to notice you're living differently, you're acting differently, that you're doing different things, you need to kind of stop and go, okay, is something wearing on me? I'm usually a lot more chill. And now, mind you, look, this is a major surgery. I mean, I have reason to be stressed. But I think I'm stressed not about that. I love my surgeon. I'm glad I'm getting it done. I think I'm stressed because I'm waiting 45 minutes here, 2 hours here. I went to the pharmacy to pick up my pre-op meds. The pharmacy was fantastic, but I 30-minute wait. And that's where I start getting antsy. I don't do well with 30, 45, multiple hour-long waits. If it was something that was only supposed to be 5 minutes, which means if pre-COVID something only took 5 minutes, not going to take that. Now it's going to take a hell of a lot longer. So, you know, are you noticing you're more depressed, more stressed? Are you traumatized watching these trials? Are you freaked out that there's going to be riots soon, depending on the verdict? There was an Amber Alert. We were with our friends eating out the other night, and all of a sudden the Amber Alert went off, and everybody kind of jumped. And, you know, an Amber Alert is very, very, you know, scary. But the table across from us was like, we thought that means the riots are back, the riots. I think everybody is pretty stressed and pretty on edge. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale
or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.